السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, for the brother, the one who asked me many days ago, what make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give water from Jannah to the three women? What do you mean? What make them do that? Or what make them reach this level? Very simple. If you study the life of the three young lady, they were young. All of them is young, number one. And all of them has one thing in common. They left the status of life, their life completely. And all of them was into da'wah to Allah heavily. Even they know it will cost them their life. And when the time come to reach a big fitna for them and other, they beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah opened for them. But this way, why Allah opened for them? They were 100% purely for Allah. 100% the love of Allah and the message above anything. 100%. 100%. Until today I was reading about this woman and I was crying, because I did not reach 1% or 1,000,000% of this quality of this woman. And Allah knows, look at the status they have in dunya and akhirah. Now, I have a message for you today, inshallah. I want you to take it very seriously and reflect upon it and come back to me with some reflection. Chapter Al-Furqan, chapter Al-Furqan, verse 27 till 31. This is about the importance of companion. Read it carefully and see what's going on. 43, 44, 51, 58, 62. This is a complete message from A to Z. These verses I collected for you. It will give you a hint of what's going on in our life until we die, and the condition, individual and collective, believe it or not. Chapter Ash-Shu'ara, the continuation of the message, verse 3 to 6, very important. And remember, subhanallah, when you read the last 3-4 verse of any chapter and the beginning of the new chapter, you find the continuation of the message. And by the way, you will find out in all this chapter one ayah is repeated all the time. Allah give you a story and glimpse of the past and nation and people before us, and He tell you this is an ayah, is a sign. But the majority of people is heedless. The majority of people do not know. The majority of people is not aware about it. Now, go to chapter Ash-Shu'ara. I said verse 33 until 6, 77 until 93. 117 until 121. Verse 139, I want you to stop, read it, contemplate between that and Al-Furqan. 199 till 222. Very important message and warning in meantime. Extremely warning. Chapter An-Naml. Chapter An-Naml, verse 1 till 5, and again the continuation of the message. Verse 19, a very important dua. Verse 40, a very strong message about shukr. Verse 48 until 53, a very important message and warning. Please, I bear witness to Allah, my dear brothers in Islam, if you take these verses, read it carefully, contemplate, it will give you a complete message about you, your condition, your private life, the surrounding, the condition of the Ummah, the condition of the few, you name it, it will find it. Please, I promise you, go read them carefully over and over again, make a summary of what you contemplate about it, and please send it to me, either audio message or text message or email, whatever you like. Let me see how many of you are serious about it and how long it will take you. These are very serious messages. It can change your life forever, dunya and akhirah. And remember, still the three women, they get pure water from Jannah. Imagine, they're not a messenger, they're not a prophet. They are a very simple woman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate us to reach their level and be with them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And imitating them. And try to be courageous, brave like them. They are a woman. A woman. They have their own legacy written already. This is what a lot of people do not know. You can die as a piece of meat, live as a piece of meat, die as a piece of meat, resurrected as a piece of meat. Nobody care about you. And if you want to be having a legacy and your name, please start journey of ikhlas and ask yourself, how many people know me? How many angel know me? How many angel call my name in the kingdom of Allah? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we do not reach their level, and we will never be, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us love them, love their quality, and beg Allah to resurrect it with them, inshaAllah, with all the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and allow us to follow their footsteps, or whatever ability and capability we can. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. When I was reading all these verses of Quran, and when I'm contemplating about my life compared to all these women, I still have one thing in common. Thanking Allah, He created me and He chose me to be a human being. Thank Allah, He made me a Muslim. I didn't choose it. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allowed me with all my fault, all my weakness, all the shortcoming, all my sins, to still working for Him and try to pleasing Him. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every bounty He give me, because His bounty over me is untouchable. And the most highest bounty is Iman. The most highest bounty, making sajda. I was visiting people yesterday in different area, and I saw something. It's almost like, you know, the day of Eid, but it's no Eid. It's no sign of Islam. It's no sign of Islam. What it mean? When we're watching all this, how many million of people even call themselves Muslim, living in another land? By the way, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every drop of goodness He showered us with it. And especially you people of Project Smile, and all the people who are with me, try to spread the message. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah choose you for this blessing message. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make you live with a message, living for a message, elevating the message, alleviating the suffering. Wallahi, 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 we are in the big bounty of Allah. If Allah accept our effort, may Allah give us ikhlas and accept our effort, insha'Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah allow us to continue until we die and we meet Him. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.